Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com at 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom. The Data Act seemed like such a simple idea. If everyone reported procurement and grant spending in the same format, think of how much more searchable and transparent federal spending would become. Execution, though, has proven a heck of a lot more difficult. With 6 months to go before the deadline set by Congress, agencies have a lot of work to do. That's according to the Government Accountability Office. Paula Rascona is GAO's Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues. She talked about the Data Act deadline with Tom Temin.
On May 2017, this coming May, agencies are supposed to submit their financial and payment data to Treasury, and all of that data is to be submitted in accordance with the data standards that have been established by the Office of Management and Budget and the Department of Treasury.
And they've had, I guess, about a year and a half since that law has passed. Are the data standards themselves finished?
Treasury and the Office of Management and Budget believe that they are, but there are still some data definitions that need clarification, and so there may be some adjusting that needs to be done once agencies actually start reporting their data in.
Well, if they report their data in but then have to make adjustments, does that mean they're meeting the deadline or they're not?
The Office of Management and Budget would interpret it that they're meeting the deadline. We would consider meeting the deadline with quality data, which is the ultimate goal of the Data Act.
Now, the Data Act calls for what I understood to be industry standards for reporting financial information using extensions of XML and so forth without getting too technical here. Isn't this basically a commercial practice that's being adopted?
Yes. Yes, it is. And when we were looking at the development of the data standards, we had made recommendations to both the Office of Management and Budget and Treasury that they follow standard practices for data standards development.
Now, if Treasury and OMB have to develop the standards that everyone else is using, what is required of the agencies? And given the incomplete state of the standards, what's the status of the agencies themselves with respect to what they have to do?
The agencies are actually at various statuses. We've been looking at their updated implementation plans, which they submitted in August. And then we've also more recently been reviewing the Office of Inspector General, what they're calling readiness reviews of their individual agencies. And we're seeing that some agencies are on track to report the data in accordance with the standards set up by the Office of Management and Budget and Treasury. But then there's a number of them which the Offices of Inspector General don't believe that their agencies are going to fully meet the deadline.
So who are the poster children here then?
The poster children would be, one example would be the Small Business Administration. They've reported that they've made significant progress and they're actually one of the first agencies that could fully test their data through Treasury's data validation system. We've also seen that the Department of Energy Office of Inspector General is reporting that their agency is in very good shape and should meet all the reporting deadlines also. But we're still examining these reports and we'll have more to report out later on.
We're speaking with Paula Rascona, Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Now, the SBA, not a gigantic agency, and the DOE's IG's office, not a gigantic, that's a, you know, a piece of an agency. How are the departments doing as a whole, the CFO Act, Commerce Department, Homeland Security?
Well, what we're seeing, say, for example, Department of Defense, which is in stark contrast to these smaller agencies, but we know that the Department of Defense reported in its implementation plan, and it has also been reported by the Office of Inspector General at the Department of Defense that defense will not be meeting the May 2017 reporting deadline fully, and that they are currently in the process of requesting two of 3 6-month extensions for reporting, or in other words, they're asking for another year before they begin reporting their data.
Now, the GAO has identified 4 main implementation challenges for those agencies. Let's run through those briefly.
The first main implementation problem is systems integration, and that basically involves working with systems that aren't fully integrated, and also not being able to properly link financial data with non-financial data. Another implementation problem involves resource constraints, where agencies are stating that they've got funding constraints or they don't have the appropriate human resources available. They're also discussing in their implementation plans evolving and complex reporting requirements, where they don't know that they're going to be able to fully meet the data linkages, and they're also expressing concerns about data quality. And then the last area involves inadequate guidance, where agencies feel that the guidance hasn't been issued timely, or it still doesn't contain information on how to report such data, such as insurance or indemnity data. And they also need some additional clarification to the guidance. One of the common ones that we continue to report is a better definition for place of performance.
Yeah, so it's complicated, but there have been 2 pilot projects, one to track grant spending and one to track procurement spending. Which agencies are conducting those, and what are we learning from those pilots?
What we're learning from the pilots is that they are basically getting through the pilot design phase. And we've found that both the grants and the procurement portions of the pilot have met the statutory requirements, which include that they collect data for a 12-month reporting cycle. They include a diverse group of federal award recipients, and they also include a combination of federal contracts, grants, and subawards. So we're finding HHS is leading the grants, and then the General Services Administration is leading the procurement portion. The grants portion is further along and has actually begun testing, but the procurement portion is not as far along, and we just learned recently that they're actually going to be experiencing a delay in getting started and probably won't be starting until the February-March timeframe.
When the deadline hits at the end of May of 2017, what do you expect the whole thing to look like with respect to agency compliance with the Data Act?
Oh, I think we're going to see some agencies reporting complete data, other agencies just not being able to fully meet the Data Act reporting requirements, and it's still out to see how many of them can actually overcome the challenges that they're experiencing currently.
Paulo Rascona is Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. We'll have links to 2 studies on Data Act implementation and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Still to come on Federal News Radio, the Army wants to know what flavor of cloud computing works best for its data center consolidation needs. First, though, an update on labor management relations at the U.S. Postal Service. That's next on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom.